And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. After having given us The Creeps last week with two thrillers, today he gives us a foretaste of three very different biographies with lots of interesting facts and figures. Okay, so on to the biography genre. You are really a man of many facets and surprises. This film, I would really like to go and see. It's about the early adult years of the poet Federico Garcia Lorca and his friendship with Salvador Dalí and Luis Buñuel.
Morality, immorality, good, bad, we have to smash that to pieces.
It was a surprising film. I saw it at a mini festival and wasn't expecting it to get too much release, but it looks as though it is going to get a more widespread release. It's obviously very interesting if you want to go back into that kind of aspect of last century Spanish history.
Can't stay here much longer, Federico.
These people know who you are. What you've been saying about Franco, they know everything.
What surprised me is that the dialogue is actually in English as well, which is it's nice for the English audiences to be able to watch without having the subtitles.
Oh, yes. It was made by a Welsh psychologist filmmaker who made Solomon and Gaynor a couple of years ago, a lovely film set in Wales, in Welsh, which got an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Language. And he made another film called Wondrous Oblivion, which was actually about cricket in London in the past. So he's an interesting filmmaker, but what attracted him to Lorca, I don't know. The focus is on Garcia Lorca himself, and to that extent, I found it very interesting in terms of his life, the politics of the time,
right.
His involvement in the Civil War eventually, and his arrest and execution.
Is there any footage, original footage in the film? I know the Madrid in the early 1920s and the revolution. Is that touched on at all?
Vive la revolution!
I'm going to Paris.
Yes, they've done a quite a good recreation of the period, and when they were there, they're in their 20s as well, so they're young students, which is where Lorca met up with Salvador Dali, and Buñuel is there in the background. One of the interesting things which might actually have motivated the filmmakers to distribute it is that Dali is played by an English actor called Robert Pattinson.
Oh, the young actor who was in Harry Potter.
The young actor who's in Harry Potter.
Right.
But you need to check, it won't be the response of a lot of the young ladies who actually see the advertisement, because he's the star of Twilight.
Ah.
He's the vampire.
Okay. Okay.
And it sold 6 million DVD and Blu-ray copies in the US on its release. So Robert Pattinson is now very popular. But with his accent, and you mightn't recognise him, and then eventually with his moustache, he makes Dali a very interesting, complex, and probably unlikable character.
Just reading your review, I discovered that Garcia Lorca becomes aware of his sexual orientation and his love for Salvador Dali. I had no idea of this. I've read so many of Garcia Lorca's love poems.
I think of you, and everything I am has been split apart.
Yes, and the thing I noticed in some notes is that Dali was very much in denial about this relationship, this affection, and it was probably only later in his life that there was some acknowledgement of it.
Gala is in the film as well, isn't she? Dali's wife.
Yes.
Fascinating
she,
wife.
She is, yes. because coming back to Spain after some time in France, they reunite, but they don't actually take the strong stance against the fascist regime as Garcia Lorca does, and he returns back home to his peasant village, and that's where he's arrested.
So, a nice historically based film to go and see, something I'd enjoy for sure, which brings us to two other biographies you mentioned, Flash of Genius and The Damned United.
Yes, I just mentioned those along with to say that there's always an interest in biographical films, and The Damned United was all news to me because I don't understand English football, or what we would call soccer. But Michael Sheen is one of the reasons for mentioning it, because we've seen him as Tony Blair in The Queen. We saw him as David Frost in Frost Nixon. And now he's the manager of Leeds United in the 1970s.
I think you're the best young manager in this country.
Thank you. I'm the best old one too.
Fairly arrogant, although talented, and we see his rise and his downfall. And it makes for an interesting film. Not all that many football scenes, but a lot of the atmosphere of the period and English spirit.
Football is a beautiful game. It needs to be played beautifully.
I thought it was worth a mention. And the same with The Flash of Genius, which is about, well, if I say it's about the man who invented the windscreen wipers that actually pours so that they can actually wipe water away from the windshield, as they say.
Intermittent
is the, right. Yes, is the phrase.
Hey, Dad, Mom wants to know where the blender is.
It's down here. He's taking it apart.
But where that's interesting is that Greg Kinnear, who's a very sympathetic actor, is the inventor, and his patent is actually stolen by Ford, and this is actual
story. Is this a true story?
It is.
There's 20 million cars built in this country, and every one of them's going to need our wiper.
They want out, Bob.
Who wants out?
Ford.
Out? They have the unit.
I know. I know.
And so he sued them, but it took 12 years of his life. He became absolutely obsessed, and it had repercussions on his marriage and with his family. And while he wins in the end, which I suppose we know that that's going to happen, David and Goliath, as everybody says, you wonder whether it's worth it.
Suing one of the most powerful corporations in the world, that's something you take on lightly.
A lot of people have said, yes, in his fight, he protected a whole lot of inventors for the future. But at what personal cost is certainly the question that comes out of the film.
An interesting sounding film that is.
I should mention Flash of Genius, by the way, is in the legislation about patents in 1941. You have to prove that you actually had some time or moment when you had the intuition which led to your invention.
Invention.
And that's called the Flash of Genius.
So the invention in itself is not enough.
No, the invention, no, you've got to prove that it's yours.
Ford wants to offer your family $30 million.
Do they admit it was my invention?
No.
Don't do it, Dad.
You could walk away with nothing. I do